So I have a question here about a term used in economics often and actually used to actually define economics. Its definition often uses the term scarcity. So is scarcity a legitimate concept in the context of economics? And I think the answer is ultimately no, not in a sense that most economists mean. So the idea is this. There's all this stuff out there in the world. Free of the need to actually produce it, free of property rights, free of any issues like that. We would all want as much of everything as we could get our hands on. And therefore, relative to these wants in some arbitrarily defined utopian dream world, there's not enough of these goods. There's scarcity. But that's not how the world works. Products are produced in order to, based on specific costs of production, specific ideas people have, specific competitive environments, specific expectations with regard to demand for those products at a given price, which more than compensates the person producing those goods for having produced them. So you're never faced with a situation of scarcity. You're faced with a situation of how much of this product do I want to buy at a given price point? That's a much more interesting question than what economics actually deals with. It deals with the problem of production. How do we get all these goods? Where do they come from? How are they produced? How are they made? How do we allocate resources, capital, labor, in order to get these resources? You know, how do we create an environment in which entrepreneurs can go out and create them, to use ideas, to come up with new ideas? What are the incentive structures and so on? How does freedom enhance all this? And then how are those resources, how are those products, once they turn from resources into products, how are they allocated? How does the price system work? How do people decide what to buy and what not to buy, where to invest and what not to invest? So these are the kind of decisions about production, decisions about investment, decisions about saving, decisions about consumption, which is what economics deals with, the particular context in which we live. That is, the ideas that people have, the political environment in which we exist, and the amount of freedom that we have, and so on. So that is really what economics is about. Scarcity is very similar, I think, in concept to things like perfect competition, which imagine a non-human, bizarre, platonic world in which there's no friction, everybody knows the same thing. It's an imaginably impossible world, or like Monopoly, which again assumes no competition. You can't, there are barriers to entry such that you can't compete, and so on. Again, complete fabrications, none of which exist in a free market. I don't think scarcity, as economists use it, really exists in a free market and is not a useful term. I would also refer people to the work of economist Julian Simon, who wrote about the fact that the only real scarcity, in a sense, to the extent that you can even use the term, is in human imagination and human ingenuity and human brain power. There's no scarcity of energy. It's just a matter of how much we want to produce and can produce given the ideas and given the available resources to produce that energy. But there's no limited resources. We can always find more using the human mind. So I refer you to the work of Julian Simon. It's called The Ultimate Resource, and the ultimate resource is, of course, the human mind.